Hello, my name is David, and today I'm going to be talking about relationships. And I've just been going through this kind of, I guess you would say, a heartbreak, but I'm the one who broke up with her. About 8 to 10 months ago, I broke up with this girl, and I just didn't realize how much I do love her, and it's just kind of crazy, and like, you'd kind of think that it's weird that it's been 8 to 10 months, but, like, I still feel this way. And I'm sure many of y'all feel this way, too. I hope to God that I'm not the only one that feels this way. But the talk is that she's had a boyfriend for about 9 months, and before that, we've dated for so long. And it's just crazy because she added me on one of my social medias, and it, like, we just kicked it off from there. But she had a boyfriend, and we hung out. We talked like we would in a normal relationship. We was talking behind her back and behind his back. And, like, I don't know if that means she'll do it to me. And, I mean, we've already talked about this, and she said that she won't, and I trust her. The only reason she did do that is because she loves me, and I love her. Like, I'm in love with this girl, and she was, like, my first love, and still is, and I don't want anyone else. And she just now broke up with him, and me and her is kind of kicking it off right now, and it's just, I guess I've been preparing myself for when, like, I've been worrying about when she's gonna break up with him, but I've been preparing myself for what's going to happen next when she does. And I just don't understand what to do, honestly. Like, I mean, I love her and I ain't going to break up with her. It's just I want to, like, find out a way to make things better. And it's just she's been acting weird, and I don't know if she's not ready or not. But we will kick it off, and we will take things to the next level. It's just, you gotta think she just got out of a serious relationship. But, I mean, I've come on here to hear y'all's story and tell mine, because I haven't really been able to tell anybody my story. I don't feel like opening up to anybody, so I'm just gonna open up to the people out there that is gonna listen to this. And I've cried to her, and she's the first girl that I am going to cry over, and that I have cried over. I don't cry a lot, and when I do cry, you know that I'm actually feeling something. And I just love her. I love her so much. And I'm sure that most of y'all love y'all's girlfriends or whoever, too. And I honestly want to grow old with this girl. And if anybody's out there, I'd like to hear y'all's story, too, because, like, it's just, I'm not used to feeling this way. I mean, I'll be honest, a while back, I used to be hoeing around, but I've changed, and she sees that, too, and she knows I've changed, and that's why she's giving me a chance. And, like, it's crazy that I have changed, and now that I've changed, I just don't know how to feel with these feelings, because, like, I'm so used to just being able to get a girl whenever I want, whenever I need one. And now that I'm finally got the girl that I do want, I want to keep her. And it's just kind of weird that I'm finally feeling like this after all these years that I've been going around and doing the whole part and all that. And I just don't like that. I just don't like that, but I do. It's different in a good way. I like the way it feels, but yet again, I'm feeling disappointed in myself that me and her could still be together if it wasn't for me. And this is David Wimley, and I just wanted to thank y'all for listening to this podcast. So I'll just see y'all later. And good night or good morning from wherever you are. I'll see y'all later.